弟兄。
大家好。
How are you?
主喜欢与人同在。
The Lord likes to abide with us.
主喜欢与每一个人同在。
And Lord loves to abide with every one of us.
但是在人这边有一个限制。
However, on our side, there is a constraint.
人有时候有罪。
Because us, the people, sometimes we are sinful.
人在罪中感不到感觉不到神的同在。
And we are in sin, we cannot feel the connection with God.
人有时候心思意念里头有很多的挂虑。
And then in our own thinking, we are full of troubles and worries.
当我们的心思意念里面充满了各样的事情的时候，我们也感觉不到神的同在。
Now when our thinking, when our mind is filled with all these things, then we cannot feel the connection and relationship.
但是神无处不在。
But then God is everywhere.
无时不在。
And God is with us always.
神随时随地都在我们的周围。
And God is not bounded by time or physical location.
因为我们的神其实是不受任何的限制。
Because indeed God is unbounded.
他没有时间空间的限制。
And he is not limited by time or location.
在圣经里面告诉我们一件奇迹。
In the Bible, there is this one miracle.
就是神定义叫我们的罪也不能够叫他离开我们。
Which is such that even sin cannot set us apart from God.
但是这个工作要主耶稣基督自己亲自来做。
However, this work can only be completed by the Son of God.
所以当时候满足的时候，神差遣他的爱子耶稣基督来到地上。
So when the time was right, God sent forth his Son Jesus to this land.
在耶稣基督的话语的光中里面，许多人看见自己的罪。
So that in the words of God, a lot of people realize of their sins.
在耶稣基督的一个触摸底下，忽然间我们认识了自己有罪。
And under the touching of Jesus, we now recognize that we are sinful.
我们同时间发现神竟然是那么样的圣洁。
And at the same time, we recognize how righteous God is.
却是那么样的爱我们。
And how much he loves us.
所以我们的信心来到主的面前，我们愿意接受他。
So now through faith, we could come forth to God and we can receive God.
没有人一个人能够凭自己来相信神。
And no one can use his own might to choose to believe God.
除非神先做事在我们的身上。
But first, God has to do his work.
神所做的事情叫做恩典。
And what God's work is grace.
为什么我们的神有那么大的恩典向着我们？
Now how great is the grace of our God?
因为神从起初就爱上了他所造的人。
He has this grace because in the beginning, with his love, the grace has already come.
神的爱也从来没改变过。
And in the beginning, the love was never changing.
神爱上了世人。
And God loved his creation.
神爱上了我们这些不值的罪人。
And God is in love with us, the sinners.
但是我们不认识他。
But at that time, we did not know him.
我们跟他的距离好像很远很远很远。
And at that time, there was a great distance among us.
神的爱却要把我们的距离越来越收缩。
But God is using his love to reduce the distance.
所以他给我们一个恩典。
So God has now given us his grace.
叫我们相信。
And through his grace, we could believe.
一下子我们相信了。
And now all of a sudden, we can believe.
在我们的相信里面，我们很多觉得自己的不配。
Now, through our believing, we slowly recognize how unworthy we are.
但是我们感谢主，我们更多觉得神是爱我们那么样的真实。
But praise the Lord, through this recognizing of our unworthiness, we recognize how much love there is.
借着这样子一点的相信。
And through our little faith,
基督住在我的里面。
Through our little faith, Christ can abide in us.
每一个信耶稣的人都可以说，基督就住在我的里面。
For everyone that has believed in Christ can say that Christ abides in us.
但是人跟人有很多的不一样。
But now, among different people, there's a lot of differences.
有些是思想型的，有些是感情型的。
Some of the people think with their logic, and some of the people think with their feeling.
有些是意志型的。
And some of the people are logical.
每一样形态的人 都不一样。
For all the different people, they have a different way of thinking.
思想就有思想，诸子百家那么多，就有很多很多不同的思想。
So there's thousands of different types of thinkers in this world.
诸子百家还只是说到中国人。
And there is just 10,000 types just in maybe the Chinese culture.
还有西方的。
There's also the Western culture.
还有许多的东欧的，东方的。
And maybe the Eastern European culture.
世界上，就算你只讲思想，都各式各样的人。
So in this world, you just talked about the different type of thinkers. There is 10,000 types.
人跟人都不一样。
For everyone is different.
在神的爱里头。虽然我们信了耶稣，基督住在我的里面。
So now, even though after we believe in Christ, Christ is now abiding in us.
但是因为我们太不一样了。
But because of our natural differences.
所以神的爱不能停在那里。
So then God's love cannot stop.
神的拯救不能停在那里。
And His saving cannot stop.
神要把我们一起救到在基督的里面。
And furthermore, Christ wants to lead us all into Christ.
基督在我里面，就我就可以做神的儿女。
So now, once Christ is abiding in us, we could call ourselves the children of God.
有一天，神把我们的一起都工作到在基督的里面。
And one day, God will further lead us all into one.
我们就成为神的心腹。
Then we will become the bride of God.
就是教会。
Then we become one, and we call ourselves the church.
教会不是一个人的组织。
For the church is not a human organization.
教会是神的恩典。
For the church is the grace of God.
是他爱的工作。
And it is the work of His love.
是他圣灵的建造。
And it is a creation of the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们要讲基督在我里面，我们在基督里面的第七讲。
So today, we're going to continue our talk in how Christ abides in us and how we abide in Christ, how we abide in Christ.
请我们读圣经。
So let's open up our Bible.
创世纪25章20到26节。
Genesis 25:20-26.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
以撒娶利百加为妻的时候正四十岁，利百加是巴旦亚兰的亚兰人，比斯利的女儿，是亚兰人拉班的妹子。以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕，孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说：若是这样，我为什么活着呢？或者我为什么如此呢？他就去求问耶和华。耶和华对他说：两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要不是小的。生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子，先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣。他们就跟他起名叫以扫，以扫就是有毛的意思。随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各。雅各就是抓住的意思。利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正六十岁。我们再读一节二十八节。
Let's also read verse 28.
二十五章二十八节。
25:28.
以扫爱以撒，因为常吃他的野味。利百加却爱雅各。以撒是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And Isaac is the son of Abraham.
这个人如果没有神的恩典，生不下来。
And Isaac was born because of the grace of God.
没有以撒，没有亚伯拉罕，他不存在。
For Isaac would not exist if Abraham was not existing.
以撒的生命是因为亚伯拉罕信神。
And Isaac was born because of Abraham's faith.
我们的神叫亚伯拉罕的神。
And our God is called the God of Abraham.
当以撒被生下来之后，
And now after Isaac was born,
他大蒙眷顾。
And Isaac was greatly looked over.
基本上这个以撒呢，一生中不需要做什么事。
Simply put, Isaac didn't need to do much in his life.
他不用愁什么,
and he has no worries.
他什么都是他父亲给他安排好了,
because everything was already arranged by Abraham.
他有很丰富的产业,
for Isaac was wealthy.
他甚至他的妻子也是他父亲找老仆人去帮他找回来的,
and also his wife was hooked up by his father's arrangement.
但是神对以撒有一个要求,
but God does have one command for Isaac.
就是他什么地方都不要去, 就住在他的应许地上面,
is that God asked Isaac not to go anywhere but to stay on his given land.
只要住在亚伯拉罕所得的应许之地,
and as long as Isaac is staying within the promised land of Abraham.
当然我们说的这个不是地上的一块土,
but of course we're not only referring to a piece of land.
是说神的应许,
but we're talking about the promise of God.
神怎样吩咐, 以撒就怎样行就好了。
For whatever God asks of Isaac, and then Isaac does the way.
以撒从小有一个表现, 他很听话。
And then ever since he was young, Isaac has always been obedient.
他非常听他父亲的话。
And Isaac has always been obedient to his father.
他父亲有一天要把他带到山上献上。
And one day, Abraham wanted to take Isaac to the top of the mountain to be the living sacrifice.
他竟然没有反抗。
And Isaac did not resist.
他那个时候已经是大人。
And at that time, Isaac was already an adult.
我儿子就长得比我大。
Just like how my son is physically bigger than me.
他也很听话。
But yet, he is very obedient.
但是他绝对不可能让我把他献上。
But at the same time, he would never let me sacrifice him.
他到了一个岁数的时候,
and when he has reached a certain age,
他就自己有自己的想法, 要去拣选自己的,
and he started to have his own thinking, and he would choose his own way.
很稀奇, 以撒竟然可以什么都不拣选, 就是要听他爸爸的话。
But amazingly, Isaac did not want to choose for himself, but just to be obedient to his father.
所以当他爸爸帮他选一个妻子的时候,
so now when Abraham has chosen a wife for Isaac,
他就在远远地期待着。
So Isaac is now expecting.
等他父亲的老仆人把他的妻子带来。
And he is patiently expecting for the family's servant to bring forth his wife.
他看见了，就那么样的爱，那么样的喜欢。
And then at that moment, after he met his wife, he is now in love with his wife.
以撒很幸福。
For Isaac is a blessed man.
他有那么爱他的神。
And he has a God who loves him so much.
有那么爱他的父,
and he has a father, he also loves him as well.
但是以撒有一个缺点,
but then Isaac does have one shortcoming.
刚才我们读的圣经,以撒有什么缺点?
So in the stanzas that the verses that we just read, what is this shortcoming?
他爱吃野味, 有人说,
maybe he liked the taste of the game.
这个是不是缺点?
Is that a shortcoming?
他有一个缺点,
for he does have one shortcoming.
他的妻子不能生育。
It's just that his wife cannot bear a child.
以撒是一个认识神的人。
For Isaac is one who knows God.
因为从他爸爸看见许多的见证。
Because through his father, he has seen a lot of great testimony.
肯定他爸爸告诉他许多他发生的事。
And I'm sure Abraham has told Isaac many, many stories.
以撒就坐在亚伯拉罕的脚前, 这样听了很多。
And I'm sure Isaac would be sitting in front of his father, listening and absorbing all these stories.
不是听完了就没事。
But, so he must be learning some lessons.
当然,当他听完了, 他自己也没什么需要, 就不会有什么像他爸爸这样子的举动。
So maybe, of course, since he was only listening to the stories, he didn't need to do much.
因为他真的一无所缺。
Because indeed he did not need anything.
所以当他娶利百加的时候是40岁。
So when he was married to his wife Rebecca, he was 40 years old.
但是呢,19年都没有生育。
And after 19 years, they could not bear any child.
生育的时候呢,是以撒呢,是利百加生两个儿子的时候,他以撒是60岁。
It says here, when Rebecca gave birth to the twins, Isaac was 60 years old.
所以他有一个缺陷。
So there is one shortcoming in Isaac's life.
他说,主给我们那么丰富的产业,我传给谁呀?
And he says, I am now given such a rich inheritance, who am I going to pass it on to?
我得了那么多的恩典,我留给谁呀?
For I have now received so much grace from God, who am I going to pass it on to?
有缺陷。
for there is one shortcoming in my life.
以撒认识神, 他就向神祈求。
So since Isaac knows God, he prays to God.
他为他的妻子不能生育来祷告。
So that Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife.
所以他不单只是知道 亚伯拉罕祷告就答应许多许多的事。
So not only Isaac knows that when Abraham prays, he received.
他实在知道神能什么都做。
And Isaac indeed understands that God can do everything.
只要我们去祈求。
Only when we ask.
他就去祈求。
So that Isaac went on and prayed.
神答应他的祷告。
So now, God is now answering his prayer.
那利百加果然大肚子了。
And then Rebecca, his wife, conceived.
但是呢, 福中有什么? 双子。
But then what happened? Rebecca was conceiving of twins.
这个双子呢, 在她的肚子里头打仗。
And the two child within her womb started fighting each other.
那利百加认不认识神呢?
Then does Rebecca know God?
利百加也认识神。
Rebecca knows God that well.
利百加跟以撒差不多。
For Rebecca, just like Isaac, she longs for God as well.
但是呢, 利百加呢, 是比以撒聪明得多的女人。
But then Rebecca, on the other hand, is a lot more clever than Isaac.
而且利百加做决定是很果断的人。
And moreover, Rebecca is a great decision maker.
她看上了什么,她就一定做得成了。
If she set her mind onto something, she would accomplish.
所以当那个, 亚伯拉罕的老仆人来,
so now when the servant of Abraham came forth,
跟他告诉他的主人亚伯拉罕是怎样怎样怎样的一个情形,
and talked about the situation of Abraham,
利百加非常愿意,
Rebecca was willing,
他就来了,
and she was willing to be taken to be Isaac's wife,
她愿意有神的祝福,
and Rebecca wanted the blessing of God.
她愿意嫁给亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And Rebecca was willing to be taken wife for Isaac.
她愿意进到一个, 神祝福的家中。
And she was willing to walk into a household that is blessed by God.
所以呢, 那个利百加呢, 很果断, 她就, 我愿意去, 马上就去, 好, 就去。
So Rebecca, when she set her mind to be in this household, then she went forth.
所以, 但是那天呢, 她的肚子大了, 痛得不得了了。
But that one day, when the twins was fighting within her womb, she was in great pain.
这个痛得难受，她说我为什么活着？为什么会这样？
She was in so much pain that she said, if it is so, why then am I this way? Why am I still alive?
一个人没什么事情发生的时候呢，真的有祷告也不晓得祷告什么，就是空空的。
So when there is nothing great going around your life, you don't even know what you should be praying.
但是真正痛苦啊,难处啊,这些没办法拯救的事情呢,你就发现你祷告很清楚,因为你必须要在这个点冲过去。
But now on the other hand, if you're in the middle of a turmoil, then you will know exactly what you need to pray for.
所以呢,利百加呢,就去求问耶和华。
So now at that time, Rebecca come and pray to God and said,
我们就发现,这两个孩子还没生下来,他们是不是很有盼望?
Then here, we could see that even before twins were born in the womb, they were already full of hope.
因为他们的爸爸祷告必得答应。
Because the father, when he prays, God answers.
他们的妈妈也是一个敬虔能祷告的人。
And also, their mother also knows how to pray to God.
你看,如果一个家庭里头有这样子的爸爸妈妈,这些孩子是不是很幸福?
Now see, in a family, if both the parents know how to pray to God, then the children are blessed.
利百加求问耶和华,耶和华就跟他回答。
So now, Rebecca went to inquire of the Lord, and then the Lord said this to her.
就讲了一个预言。
And then there comes a sign.
这个应许呢,叫利百加呢,以后做事更大胆。
So with this sign and promise, Rebecca is now bold, even more boldly of her decision.
她要,原来神是这样说,好,我们就来成就这件事。
Now that she has heard what the Lord said to her, now she is more willing to put her will onto her two sons.
这个家呢,本来是,应该是根基不错,也蛮美好的。
For in the beginning, this household was already founded in God.
但是可能这个家呢, 各想各的情形比较多。
However, within the different families of members of the family, there are still different situations.
以撒呢, 认识神,
For Isaac knows God very well.
他也知道神的生命要传承下去, 神的福分要传承下去,
and Isaac also knows that his inheritance is meant to be passed on.
所以呢, 他就为这个事情,
so that Isaac would go and pray for his descendants.
但是他里头有一个肉体的需要是喜欢吃野味。
But however, within his physical, there is also a shortcoming. He said he likes the taste of the game.
因为喜欢吃野味呢, 他就比较爱大儿子以扫。
And because of his likeness of the game, he likes his older son better, Esau.
那利百加呢是爱雅各小的儿子。
However, Rebecca likes more of her younger son, Jacob.
为什么她会喜欢爱雅各呢?
Now why would she like Jacob more?
那我们就要看原来是神的应许叫她有一个领会是这么一回事。
Then we have to read further on. It is because God has given her this will.
原生都是一个选择。
For in our life, we are full of decisions.
一个 认识神的人就选择神的旨意通行。
For people that know God, they would choose according to God's will.
一个知道神的心意的时候，他就照着神的心意来拣选。
For someone who knows God's will, they would choose accordingly.
但是在这一段圣经里面要给我们看见，人还是肉体。
However, within this passage that we just read, we also understand that we are still in the flesh.
知道神要说什么，要做什么，但是我们的肉手掺进去了，还是会把事情搞砸。
Even we know of God's will, when we execute and do it, sometimes we put on our own opinion.
以撒爱以扫,
For Isaac likes Esau.
利百加爱雅各,
But Rebecca likes Jacob.
为什么利百加爱雅各呢?
Why does Rebecca like Jacob?
因为神对他清清楚楚地说了一件事。
Because the Lord said this clearly to her.
两国在你腹内,
He says two nations are in your womb.
两族要从你身上出来,
and two peoples will be separated from your body.
这族必强于那族,
and one people shall be stronger than the other.
哇, 这个是一个很大的应许,
and this is a great promise.
她不是生两个犬子,
she is not going to give birth to just two simple sons.
中国人喜欢叫自己的孩子叫犬子,
Chinese culture like to talk to
Little puppies.
Oh.
但是呢, 在这里神的应许是两个国，还不是两个将来的王子, 一个国里头的两个王子。
So Chinese culture like to call our sons little puppies, but in here, there are two nations within Rebecca's womb.
神的应许很大, 这里有两个国要出来。
And this is a great promise, because out of Rebecca's womb, there will be two nations.
而且是两个族类要出来。
And moreover, it is two sets of different people.
很大的应许,
and this is a great promise.
利百加理不理会呢?
For did Rebecca understand?
她好像理会，好像不理会。
It looks like that she might have understood what God was saying.
神下面一句的话就教她做了一个很果断的拣选。
And then at the end of what the Lord told Rebecca, this is why Rebecca likes Jacob more.
神的话说将来大的要服侍小的。
Because at the end it says, and the older shall serve the younger.
利百加已经知道他应该他要把他的幸福将来的美满要放在什么地方。
So with that, Rebecca is now putting more favor onto her younger son.
在他的领会里头，神那个大儿子将来要服侍小儿子的。
Because in her understanding, her older son will serve her younger son.
所以我肯定是要
So that Rebecca at that time recognized that now she has to do everything to help her younger son.
所以28节就说,
so now on verse 28, that's why Rebecca liked Jacob more.
利百加爱雅各,
For Rebecca loves Jacob.
这个家本来很美满很幸福的，现在有问题。
And in the beginning, the family were great. Now there is problem.
虽然是一个神的旨意,
even though this is one will from God,
神是借着这个旨意的一直下来要成全在这个家中,
and it is through this will will be executed in this family.
但是因为以撒是没有什么 亲自经过神制作的一个工作。
Because Isaac has not experienced this will from God.
所以他的拣选呢，也是很从自己的一个看见来拣选。
So that Isaac's choosing is basically from his natural body.
那他看见什么呢？
Whatever he sees.
也为好事。
He likes the game that Esau hunts.
以扫的名叫做有毛。
And the name of Esau is the meaning of having hairy garment.
代表肉体的生命。
It talks about the life of flesh.
你发觉读圣经很有意思。
And you recognize that there's a lot of meanings within the Bible.
所有的毛都代表肉体。
For all the hairy garments represents flesh.
所以弟兄如果毛比较多, 姊妹毛比较少, 是弟兄肉体大一点。
So when brothers has more hair than the sisters, that means that the brothers are more flesh.
那如果弟兄那么幸运,
and if a brother is truly lucky,
跟姊妹一样, 毛不太多的话,
and you are hairless,
那你就知道今天已经不在这个时代了，今天是新约的时代。
Then also I ask you to recognize that now we're in the age of the New Testament.
有毛没毛都是肉体。
It doesn't matter if you are hairy or not, you are of the flesh.
不过旧约里头的确是这样说, 毛代表肉体。
But in the Old Testament, if you are more hairy, then you are more of the flesh.
肉体的生命。
The life of the flesh.
雅各的名字的意思是什么?
And what is the name of Jacob?
抓住。
The name of Jacob is to grab, to hold on.
这个是一个动词。
And this is an action verb.
也代表肉体。
But it also means of the flesh.
不过代表肉体的生活。
But he talked about the living of the flesh.
肉体的行动,
the action of the flesh.
所以利百加生下两个都是肉体。
So Rebecca has given birth to two flesh.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为父亲是肉体, 母亲是肉体, 生下来的一定都是肉体。
Because the father, if both the parents are of the flesh, then the children will be of the flesh.
约翰福音说, 从灵生的就是灵, 从肉生生的就是肉身, 肉体就是生肉体的。
And in the Gospel of John, it says, if you are given birth by the Spirit, then you are spirit. If you are
神难道不知道剩下来的是两个肉体吗?
And wouldn't the Lord know that the two sons that are born are of the flesh?
当然知道。
Of course God knows.
所以这个工作不是人能够改变的事情。
So this is not something that people can change.
乃是神看见了两个国,两个族要从这里出来。
And because God has now seen that two nations will come out of the womb.
神自己要把这个旨意来做成在他们的家中。
And God was to complete the work within this household.
大的服侍小的是一句很有名的话。
For the older shall serve the younger is a very famous verse.
我们可以先来看一看这一节圣经。
Let's first pay attention to this verse.
马可福音9章35节,
in Mark 9:35,
那天主耶稣的门徒在争谁为大。
At that day, the God's disciples are arguing who is the greatest.
主耶稣最后说了这样子一句绝对的话。
And at the end, Jesus gave them these words.
就应验在创世纪那个时候父神所说的一句话。
And this will correspond to the Bible's in Revelation.
我们一起来念9章35节。 若有人愿意做首先的, 他必做众人幕后的, 做众人的用人。 那到底是大的服侍小的是什么意思呢?
So what does it mean for the first to serve the last?
是不是年纪大的要去服侍年纪小的呢?
Does that mean that the elderly shall serve the younger?
有没有这个意思?
Does it mean that?
旧约里头好像有。
In the Old Testament, yes.
这个也是利百加的领会。
And it is what Rebecca has understand.
但是主耶稣的解释完全没有。
But then when Jesus explained it, it was not like that.
他所说的大的是说人愿意做大的。
And the first are the people that are willing.
愿意在神的面前为大的。
These are the people that are willing to be first in God.
那你就发现愿意做大的很多人愿意。
For maybe you recognize that a lot of people are willing to be great.
在神面前愿意做大的就开始有困难。
But now it becomes tremendously more difficult to be great.
因为有一个条件, 就是要你去服侍别人。
Because in order to be great, you have to serve.
越大的人越愿意服侍别人。
For the greater you want to be, you have to serve more.
甚至成为别人的用人。
And moreover, you have to become a servant.
我们说在一个家庭里面谁是最大的?
So now within a household, who is the greatest?
我们拿着圣经都说弟兄大。
In the Bible, we will proclaim that it is the brother who is
真是弟兄大, 弟兄就说这个家的用人。
So if truly the brother is the greatest in the household, then he should be the greatest servant.
弟兄们领会我的话吗?
So brothers, do you understand what I'm saying to you?
这个是一个在神面前的实际。
Because this is a reality in God.
大的我是权柄。
For if you want to be the greater, you have the authority.
是。
Yes.
真的是大的, 就真的有权柄。
Indeed, the greater ones hold the authority.
但是你要服侍别人, 像佣人一样。
However, you have to be the servant of the younger one as well.
谁愿意, 愿意为大,
Whoever is volunteering to be the greater one.
必做众人, 末后的,
must be the servant of all.
如果我们的教会,
Now, if in a church,
如果我们的家庭,
in our household,
每一个人争先恐后的要做大的,
if everyone is fighting to be the greatest one,
照着主耶稣的话, 愿意做大的,
and in God's words, they're willing to be the greatest one,
那我们的家, 我们的教会, 一定是最出色的教会,
then our church, our household, will be the best place.
我们的家一定是最和睦的家,
and our household will be the one that is most harmony.
但是雅各的家, 他一出生的时候, 因为父母都有一些不同的情形,
but Jacob's household is different.
那兄弟也有一点不一样的情形,
and within the two brothers, there is a different situation.
啊, 所以就是在这样子的有一个悲剧发生,
so with all these reasons, there is a tragedy.
雅各呢就跟着以撒的之后生下来。
For Jacob was born after Esau.
雅各是这里的主角。
But Jacob is the main character of the story.
因为我们知道神不但是要做亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神，他还要做雅各的神。
Because we know that our God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神要做雅各的神。
And God wants to be the God of Jacob.
但是雅各呢, 他有很多肉体的行为跑出来。
But Jacob is full of fleshy feelings.
但愿我们了解, 我们不为雅各找借口。
So I ask to understand that we are not trying to look for excuses for what Jacob has done.
不是因为神拣选了雅各, 所以雅各做什么都对。
Not because God has already chosen Jacob that he can do no wrong.
雅各做了两次很可怕的事。
For Jacob has done two horrible things.
他两次欺骗他的哥哥。
For two times, he tricked his brother.
第一次,
the first time,
他用一碗红豆汤骗了他哥哥长子的名分。
He used a soup, a bowl of soup of stew to took away the birthright from his older brother.
第二次他还易容 伪装,
and the second time, he put on a false face
啊, 来骗他爸爸的祝福,
to deceive Isaac such that he will receive the blessing.
啊, 他是花尽心思脑筋的,
for Jacob is someone who is trickery.
不对的,
wrongfully trickery.
不对的,
very wrongfully trickery.
那么样不对的事, 但是神可以来拯救。
For he is someone who has done great wrong, but on the other hand, he is also someone that God could turn around and change.
啊, 神的, 在圣经里头, 我们看见神怎样拯救罪人。
And in the Bible, we see stories of how God has saved the sinners.
有时候我们看见神在最后的时候, 他拯救一个人拯救了那么好。
And at the end, we could see how a person is completely transformed.
我们很容易忘记这个人过去是怎么样一个样子。
And then a lot of times you would forget what this person has done in the past.
就好像保罗也是这样子的一个人。
And just like Paul, the Apostle Paul.
保罗是那么样的为神使用的大仆人。
And at the end we see how Paul is a great servant of God.
但是他从前是杀人不眨眼的。
However, in the beginning, he was a killer, executioner.
这个是很可怕的罪。
He was a great sinner.
但是神有办法可以改变我们。
But yet, God can transform him.
因为神要做成他的事。
Because God wants to complete his work.
所以雅各这样子那么样满了肉体的人,
so even though Jacob was full of flesh, at the end he is transformed by God.
神可以改变雅各, 但是神不能改变以扫。
So God can change Jacob, but God cannot change Esau.
以扫。 因为希伯来书12章16-17节说到以扫的两个罪。
So in Hebrew chapter 12, it talks about the two sins of Esau.
一个是淫乱贪恋世俗。
The first one is his immorality.
贪恋世俗就 immorality 就包括在一切了。另外一个呢，就是他轻看长子的名分。
And then the second one is how he belittled of the birthright of being the firstborn.
一个淫乱贪恋世俗的人，他是自己一直都不愿意放。
For someone who is so immoral means that he is not willing to let go.
他就是要满足自己的肉体的，一直的做同样的事。
And he would only want to do things to satisfy himself.
他要的是肉体的满足。
For he is only looking for the satisfaction of his flesh.
所以另外一边就是一直轻看神的祝福，长子的名分。
And on the other hand, he has been belittling the birthright of being the firstborn.
神可以改变任何的人。
For God can change anyone.
但是神不能改变一个不要属灵属天的人。
But God cannot change someone who is not willing to change.
神也不能改变一个明知道自己在犯罪中也不肯放掉罪的人。
And God cannot change someone who is willing to stay in the sin.
但是若我们什么时候愿意认我们的罪,
But now if anyone anytime is willing to confess of their sin,
神就可以用他儿子的血来洗净我们一切的不义。
Then God, through Jesus' blood, can now cleanse us.
神可以拯救我们任何人,
and God can save anyone.
但是神不能够拯救我们不要神的人。
But God cannot save the one that are not that choose not to.
神只有做一件事，就是忍耐等候。
And God can only be patiently waiting.
但是以扫已经是过去的人。
But Esau is someone who has passed.
我们就知道他从来没有转回。
And then we know that he has no chance of turning back.
今天我们如果读到以扫的故事, 我们也知道应该回转。
And today, after we learn the story of Esau, we should learn to repent.
因为我们知道神有恩典, 什么时候回转, 放掉罪, 都可以被神挽回。
Because we know that God is full of grace, whenever we choose to repent, then we can be saved.
从前轻呼, 哎呀, 什么属天啊, 属灵啊, 属神, 不要跟我多讲, 不实际。
Before maybe you would refuse anything that is heavenly or godly.
今天我们开始看重这一个,
and today if we focus on that,
属天的人就不再属地,
then the heavenly people will no longer be earthly.
属灵的人就不再属肉体,
and whoever is spiritual will not be fleshly.
属神的人就不再属世界,
and whoever is godly will not be worldly.
我们不能轻看神的福分,
for we can never belittle.
轻看的人, 神不能做什么。
Because the people that belittle of their birthright, God cannot work on.
但是神一直还在等你。
But God is still patiently waiting.
那一天我们看见在雅各的家中就是有那么样的一个典型的悲剧。
So here, in Jacob's household, we could see of this family tragedy.
这个悲剧的那个催化剂是谁?
So who is the stimulant in this tragedy?
是全家最聪明的人。
It is someone who is the most clever of all.
全家最聪明的就是他们的母亲利百加。
And the most clever of all in the household is the mother, who is Rebecca.
我没有办法一点一点读那个创世纪27章的发生的故事。
Now I'm not going to spend go into detail in chapter 27.
我稍微总结三个点。
But now let me give you a summary.
利百加这个人呢，是他怎么样听见一些事情之后，
Rebecca is someone who listens.
他就加上自己的意见,
and then after that she will embed her own opinion,
然后就去果断地去做事,
then after that she will make a decision and stick to it.
有些肉体是软弱的,
for some of the flesh are weak,
有些肉体是果断的,
but some of the flesh are strong and determined.
软弱的肉体呢, 一直等明天,
and the ones that are weak, they would always just wait.
肉体的那个刚强的肉体呢，就一刻钟都不等的。
but the flesh that are determined, they do not wait.
所以在世界上有老板有打工的。
So in this world, there are people that are bosses and there are people that are workers.
不是一定啊, 但是一般来说, 打工的都是比较软弱的。
Not completely, but people that are workers, usually they are weaker.
真正做老板的, 你就发现不能等明天的。
For the one that are truly on top, they do not wait.
错过今天, 生意就谈不拢了。
Because they said if they miss the moment, they miss it forever.
错过今天, 机会就失去了。
And if they lose the chance of today, then they would lose it forever.
打工的话, 反正今天做不完, 明天再做吧。
Then the workers would say, if I don't finish my work today, I have tomorrow.
啊, 利百家绝对是他们家的老板。
But Rebecca, indeed, she is the boss.
她听见什么?
She listens.
加上自己的 意见,
and she would embed her opinion.
马上有一个果断的行动,
then she make a decision.
所以她那天呢, 就听见那个以撒呢, 就吩咐她的大儿子去抓一个野味, 来给她煮一餐, 好, 她要祝福她的大儿子。
So at that day, Rebecca overheard Isaac talking to Esau, asking him to game and cook a great meal for him so that he could receive his blessing.
所以呢, 她说那怎么行?
Then Rebecca said, I cannot let that happen.
神已经告诉我, 大的要服侍小的。
For what I heard from God, the Lord said to me, the older will serve the younger.
以撒搞不懂。
And Isaac did not understand.
我来帮神成全这件事。
Let me finish the work of God.
所以呢, 他就怎么样呢?
So then what did she do?
他就对他的儿子雅各, 然后叫他怎样骗他的父亲。
So then Rebecca commanded Jacob to deceive Isaac.
但是当然, 牛不喝水也不能把牛头低下去，是不是？
On the other hand, Isaac, Jacob was also willing to compromise.
所以一个愿意，一个配合。
So one is willing to command and one is willing to follow.
他听他妈妈的。
So Jacob chose to listen.
但是雅各也不是笨人。
But then Jacob, on the other hand, is also clever.
雅各说,如果被发现那个咒诅临到我身上,那不是很惨的吗?
Jacob said, what if Isaac find out that I'm deceiving him and he curse on me?
利百加果断的没得说了。And
then Rebecca said this to Jacob.
这个过母亲节肯定要纪念母亲。And
because when we go through Mother's Day, we come in the memories of the mother.
的爱呀，没话说啊！
Because we recognize the great love.
他说：“如果有什么咒诅，就在我的身上好了。”
And Rebecca said to Jacob and said, "Your curse be on me."
你看哪有母亲那么伟大？
And said, "Isn't mother's love great?"
咒诅归我的，祝福归你的。
For if you were cursed, your curse would be on me. If your blood is yours.
说搞定。
So then Jacob said, "Great." Then he's done.
啊，你看利百加厉不厉害？
So now we understand how Rebecca is so clever.
雅各也挺厉害的。
And then we also understand that Jacob is clever as well.
他是闯祸了。
So now something happened.
真的把长子的祝福骗过来了。
So now Jacob truly received the blessing from Isaac.
现在呢, 以扫呢, 在生气。
So now Esau,
Esau
is now have a great anger to Jacob.
他决定要报仇雪恨。
And he wants to pay revenge to Jacob.
他就说老爸年纪差不多了。And
so he said Isaac is close to the end of his age.
等他一什么办个丧事之类的，马上就解决他的弟弟。So
if something happened, then I would go take care of Jacob.
利百加又听到了。Then
Rebecca now overheard it again.
她眼珠子一转。So
now she turned her thinking.
她说必须要这样行。
Then she made a decision.
又跟雅各说了,
then she now went and talked to Jacob.
赶快逃,
and instructed him to flee.
逃到我的兄弟家拉班那里,
flee to my brother's Laban's household.
等你哥哥的气真的消了有一天, 我再招你回来,
and wait there until Esau is no longer in anger.
所以这个事是他搞出来的, 所以他继续保护雅各就是了。
Because Rebecca thought that it is something that she started, she wants to protect her
但是那天她稍微讲了一句有良心的话,
but now also there, she said of this one thing as well.
她说啊, 那个不愿意兄弟自善残杀,
and she said she does not want to see her sons killing each other.
她说一日之内两个人丧命何必呢?
And because she does not want to lose both of her sons in one day.
她还真的, 她还想, 如果说她哥哥真的动手起来,
And so she thought that if Esau really wants to kill Jacob,
两个国,两个族真的打起来,
and if two nations started to fight,
两个都没有了,那何必呢?
And if two nations both go down,
我们要晓得以扫是打猎的,是很壮的,
then we have to now understand that Esau is a hunter, so he is physically strong.
雅各是很斯文的,是在帐幕里头看书的,
and Jacob is a scholar.
那肯定那个骨骼子不是很大的,
so if a fight was going to break out,
但是呢他不会觉得雅各会输,
but Rebecca does not think that Jacob will lose necessarily.
他说一日两人都会丧命,
because she thought that both would go down at the same
time. 因为他实在太相信雅各的前途,
because Rebecca indeed has a great faith in Jacob.
但是避免有不必要的损失,
but at that time,
赶快逃,
she did not want any of them to be hurt.
利百加想事情不是我们一般的想一点不想一点,
so Rebecca is someone who thinks of the whole thing.
以撒从来就不离开这个地方的,
for Isaac is someone who stick to the plan.
以撒的心里头从来也没有打算去打发他的儿子去什么地方的,
and Isaac never wanted to send his son to other places.
利百加还要想一个方法叫以撒也合作愿意把他儿子打发出去,
so Rebecca also had to think of a plan so that Isaac is willing to send Jacob away.
然后他眼珠子一转,
so that now she put on her thinking cap.
又有一条计划,
and now she came up with a new plan.
就去跟以撒打小报告,
so that now Rebecca went and told Isaac this.
哎呀, 以扫讨了外邦女子赫人很麻烦,
and how,
我心里头苦死了,
and how Rebecca does not like Esau's wife.
他去投诉说这样子的女子再多一些的话我就简直不要活了,
and she went on and complained to Isaac, if Jacob has a wife like Esau, then she would not want to leave.
那以撒呢也自己不太思想就顺着他所指的看一看的确这个女孩也蛮麻烦,
so that Isaac thought about it a second, and he agreed with Rebecca.
所以当利百加建议把他的儿子,
so now when
雅各差遣出去, 他也乐意做这件事,
so now when Rebecca suggested that Jacob would go out and find a wife, Isaac agreed.
所以利百加三条计划都通了,
so all three plans of Rebecca worked.
长子名分得到了,
now that Jacob has taken the right of the first,
保存性命, 雅各可以活了,
and now he saved his life, and he is now going to flee.
然后呢那么好的福分也帮助我那个父亲的家也得一点祝福也不错所以请雅各去讨我们家的哥哥的女儿还不是很好吗?
So now, wouldn't that be great if Jacob could marry a wife of if in the land of my brother?
大家了解我在讲什么?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
肉体,
the flesh.
现在有一个局面,就是一个家庭是破碎了,四散。
So what I am painting to you is how a family is falling apart.
本来这个家在神的面前是要蒙福的,
in the beginning, this household was to be blessed.
现在呢,雅各呢,独自要离开,
and now Jacob has to leave this household.
离开的时候,祝福是什么不晓得,
and when he leaves, he does not know what type of blessing he will receive.
但是心里头知道哥哥恨他要杀他,
but now in him, he knows that Esau wants to kill him.
他独自出去很苦,
and he knows that when he travels alone, he will be in great pain.
他就在旷野那里一直走直到日落,
so that he walk and walk in the wilderness until the sun has set.
我们读下面一段,
so now let's read the next passage.
28章10到22节,
Genesis 28:10-22.
雅各出了别示巴向哈兰走去, 到了一个地方, 因为太阳落了, 就在那里住宿, 便拾起那地方的一块石头 枕在头下, 在那里躺卧睡了, 梦见一个梯子立在地上, 梯子的头顶着肩, 有神的使者在梯子上去下来, 耶和华站在梯子以上,
the Lord stood up and said, I am the Lord, God of your father Abraham and God of Isaac. The land in
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必像东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你。直到我成全了你所应许的。雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华真是在这里，我竟不知道。” 就惧怕起来，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil in his top.
好，先念到这里。神不能够在以扫身上做什么事。
And God cannot accomplish his work in Esau.
但是神要在雅各他一个要神祝福的人身上继续做事。
But God wants to continue his work on Jacob.
神就要在梦中向他来显现。
So that in his sleep, God reveals himself.
应许给他躺卧之处要来赐给他。
And promised to him the land that he lies on.
并且他的后裔像尘沙那么样的多。
And also promised of his descendants like the dust on the earth.
要主要成全应许在他的身上。
And God wants to accomplish the promise.
总不离弃他。
So that wherever Jacob goes, he will not leave.
雅各那天从睡梦中醒了时候，非常是满了盼望。
So now when Jacob was awakened, he was full of hope.
雅各本来那个灯好像是熄灭一样的，这样子独自在旷野行，不晓得要哪里去。
And before it was like his light was dim, and he was walking alone in this wilderness.
他不晓得前途是怎样。
And he did not know what he's walking into.
他只知道家是回不了了。
And he only knew that he cannot go back to his household.
非常沮丧，非常彷徨。
And he was in great sorrow.
但是神就在当夜对他说话。
But at that night, God spoke to him.
又给他那么样应许，那么大的应许。
And gave him this great promise.
他就满了盼望。
And then Jacob is now full of hope.
他看见这原来就是神同在的地方。
And he sees this place where God has been.
这是神的家，是天的门。
For this is the house of God, the gate of heaven.
本来雅各就是随地拾了一块石头，当做枕头而已。
Originally, Jacob took a piece of stone and put it under his head.
石头说了什么？
And what is this stone?
石头说到一个孤单的生命。
And this stone is a life of isolation.
一块石头跟另外一块石头是不可能接起来的。
For this piece of rock and another piece of rock can never be linked together.
而且石头是 就是你放在哪里就在哪里。
And moreover, a piece of stone is wherever you want to put it.
石头是一个不变的东西。
And a stone is never changing.
石头就好像雅各那个时候的光景。
And Jacob is like that piece of stone.
他就好像是一个肉体不能改变的生命。
And he is like a flesh who cannot be changed.
他越发挥他的自私，越发挥他的聪明，他就越成为一个孤单的人。
And though the more cleverness and the more selfishness he wants to be, he becomes more isolated.
他一个人躺在旷野，只有一块石头枕在头下。
And when he is in the wilderness, he can only pick up one piece of stone.
但是神可以叫石头变成为活石。
But now God can make this piece of stone into a living rock.
神差遣他的儿子耶稣基督来到地上。
And when God sends forth his son to this land,
匠人所砌的头块石头
become the first living rock.
耶稣基督在地上也是那么样的孤单。
And just like how Jesus, when he was on this land, he was also
isolated. 但是他的孤单跟全世界的人都不一样。
But his isolation is different from all of us.
就是因为太不一样了，所以匠人看见这个石头也丢掉一边。
And it is because how different he is, we treat it like a stone and throw it away.
但是神看见他 独一儿子的生命那么样的宝贵，
but now God see the precious of his son's life,
拣选了他做房角的头块石头，
and he has now chosen him to be the cornerstone of the house.
在这个石头的根基之上，神拣选了许多许多的石头，把它们变活， 叫做活石。
And in this foundation, God has now chosen all these pieces of stones to become the living rock.
那天神选择了雅各这块石头。
And on that day, God has chosen Jacob.
雅各在灵里头看见神的心愿。
And in Jacob, he has now understand the view.
把他躺卧的那块石头竖起来。
And he now turned the stone that he lied on up.
石头还有另外一面意义是复活。
And also, the stone has another piece of meaning, is the resurrection.
今天没时间讲它。
And today we're not going to go into it.
但是在复活的石头上面加一点油。
But on this piece of stone, he poured oil on its top.
然后他就定义要建神的家。
Then now he is determined to build the house of God.
这个是雅各的看见。
For this is the vision of Jacob.
他本来是一个正式没有家的人。
For he was someone who did not have a house before.
神说了话, 有了应许, 他看见什么叫做家。
And after God has spoken, he now sees a household.
家的根基是那块石头做房角石。
And the foundation of the household is that piece of stone.
复活的耶稣基督, 加上圣灵, 正在建造神的家。
For the resurrected Christ and the Holy Spirit is now building this house of God.
但是雅各, 有启示, 他还不是, 是不是还是肉体?
But now, even though Jacob saw the revelation, is he still of the flesh?
有启示的人是不是还是肉体?
Now, if someone has seen the revelation, are they still with of the flesh?
启示是一面,
For someone who reveal the reveal the revelation is one thing.
要经过十字架的工作才能够除了肉体。
But now, it is only through the work of the cross can you depart from the flesh.
那个时候雅各还不算有什么十字架。
And at that time, Jacob was not someone who has the work of the cross.
我们怎么样那么样的肯定说雅各是这样的一个光景?
So how do we know for sure that Jacob was in that condition?
我们听一听雅各的祷告。
Then now, let's see how Jacob prayed.
雅各的祷告往下念20节。
And now let's start from verse 20.
雅各许愿说, 神若与我同在, 在我所行的路上保佑我, 又给我食物吃, 衣服穿, 使我平平安安地回到父家里, 我就必耶和华为我的神, 我所立为柱子的石头, 也必做神的殿, 凡你所赐给我的, 我必将十分之一献给你, 神的殿, 也就是神的家。
For God's temple is God's house.
那但是呢，他说神的家是另外一件事。
But when he talked about God's house, that's a different thing.
他先说的是他自己马上需要的事。
The first thing that he mentioned is the thing that he needs.
他在神的同在中，他说要神在他所行的路上保佑他。
The first thing he asked for is to keep him on his journey.
今天我们行是靠车子。 靠很多的保护法律那个时候呢他行在旷野是蛮危险的。
So today when we travel we are protected by the law but at that time he was in great danger in the wilderness.
所以第一个要安全。
So we first asked for his safety.
第二个呢在旷野要吃。
Then Jacob asked for food.
第三个要穿衣服穿。
Then he asked for garments to wear.
然后有衣有食然后最后还是把我平平安安带回的家中可以住。
So with food and garments, then he asked for returning to the father's house for shelter.
他所想的都还是自己肉身里头的事情。
So what Jacob is thinking is still the physical earthly thing.
他说若神给我衣食住行都搞定了。
So now he said, if God is willing to keep me from the journey, the food, the garment, and the sheltering,
那我所立的石头就变为什么神的家。
Then the pillar that I set up will be God's house.
这个今天没有时间再读那个约翰福音里头发现衣食住行这四件事。
So today we are not going to go into further in the journey, food, shelter and garments.
那要等到下次了。
We will save it for next time.
但是这里呢雅各就说若神应验了这一方面我的生活的需要的话呢我就把全部的给神还是多少十分之一。
So here, Jacob said, if God is willing to give me everything that I ask for, then I'll give him a tenth.
雅各是不会愿意吃亏的人。
For Jacob is someone who will never be taken advantage of.
如果神给我全部,
if God is giving me all,
我给你十分之一,
then I will give back a tenth.
咱们就算有一个交易,
then there will be a fair trade.
然后呢, 这个石头就可以建造神的家,
and then this pillar can become God's house.
啊, 雅各的肉体, 我们以下在读的时候呢, 慢慢发现神有办法。
So then later on, we will see how God has his method to transform Jacob.
人可以很聪明,
for a person can be very clever, and a person can resist God.
但是神在他的同在里头,
but then God is never willing to give up.
神要一直制作雅各,
and God wants to work on Jacob.
叫雅各这个没有家的人,
so that Jacob, who did not have a household,
从他的身体产生一个神的家,
in him, he will become God's house.
而且呢,这个家要一直行在神的旨意的里面。
And furthermore, this house will work in the will of God.
神有一天要把四散的凝聚在一起,成为一个可得称颂的家。
And one day, God wants to gather all the scattered to become his household.
最后我要还要讲一个,什么叫做住在基督里。
So lastly, I want to talk to you, what is abiding in Christ?
英文很好,叫abide。
In English, it is abide.
Abide的意思,住,这个就是中文的翻译是住。
So the meaning of abide is to live within.
英文的,应该更好的翻译呢,是仍然留在。
Another meaning of abide is to continuously staying in.
这个跟住还是有点不太一样。
And it is still slightly different from living in.
你帮孩子穿了一件衣服,
If you put on a piece of garment on
早上出去送她上学,
and in the morning, if you send her out to school,
回到家中的时候, 孩子的衣服不见了,
and if the child comes back home and the jacket is now taken off,
她有没有 abide?
Now, did the child abide
在她的身上?
Did that jacket abide in your kid's?
没有, 已经不晓得在哪里了, 不见了。
No, indeed, it's been taken off.
所以这个就叫做没有 abide. 没有衣服,
so that means that if the jacket is off, that means that you no longer abide.
他没有停留在他衣服的里面,
for that child does not continuously stay in the jacket.
吃,
and to eat.
有人喜欢看食物, 闻食物,
some people would like to see or smell before they eat.
有人喜欢嚼了嚼了, 但是不完全吞下去,
and some people would like to take a bite.
我什么样的人都看过啊。
Some people would like to take a bite before they eat.
他嚼嚼味道吐出来,
and then they would taste it a little bit, then split it out before they choose to eat it.
是因为怕肥, 喜欢味道, 但是怕肥,
because they like the taste, but they don't want to eat it.
食物不在他的肚子里头, 不叫abide.
So if the food is never swallowed and stay within, the food is not abide.
行,
and when you journey or walk,
你带了你的孩子去公园玩,
when you bring your kids with you to the park,
他去的时候拖着手,
and when you guys go, you guys were holding hands,
他一看见秋千, 手一甩,
and now that they see the swing, they swing your hand, and they
don't abide.
And if they no longer hold on to you and went to the swing, then you don't abide. And now he is walking isolated.
那住就当然很简单了,
and to shelter is easy.
现在在房子里头,
and we are now inside this building,
大家在讲话,
and we're talking.
在几分钟,大家离开了,就不 abide 在这个地方。And
in a couple minutes after we leave the building, we no longer abide in.
我们一直讲住在基督里,其实是讲四面。So
when we talked about to abide, we talked about all four aspects.
绝对不是只是在讲住在一个地方,一个房子的住而已。So
we definitely are not talking about simply staying inside a building.
圣经里头我们要看见的,的确是在基督里头的衣食住行都有了才叫 abide.
So in the Bible, we have to eat, journey, shelter, and also garment.
主把我们放在教会的里头,我们 abide在主的里面。So
when God put us into his church, we have to abide.
主把话语赐给我们吃了,当作我们的生命,我们吃了就 abide在主的里面。So
when God gives us his words and we eat of his words, then we abide.
我们知道我们身上有罪,我们认罪,脱掉旧的衣服,穿上基督的新的衣服,叫 abide。So
when we realize that we're sinners and we put on Christ, then we abide.
我们认识神的旨意, 与神同行, 叫做 abide.
So now when we know God's will and we journey with Him, then we abide.
住在基督里, 不是只是甜甜蜜蜜的我跟神亲密,
So when we abide in Christ, it's not simply we have a close relationship with God.
感觉你真的住在基督里面,
Because when we truly abide in Christ, we have the feeling.
但是真的要住在基督里, 就衣食住行都要借着基督来认识, 来成就。
To truly abide in Christ, we have to learn all four aspects.
一个真正住在基督里头的基督徒,
For someone who is truly a Christian,
神的旨意要借着他通行,
God's will go through him.
我们有一个祷告,
So let's pray.
主我们的心何等感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
你没有放弃我们,
for you have never given up on us.
你仍然给我们有许多追求的机会,
and you give us still chances to follow you.
你每一个礼拜都在信息里头向我们的心说话,
and every week you speak to us through the messages.
都在我们读经的聚会里头向我们的心说话,
and in our Bible meetings, you speak to us.
都在我们在家中在教会里头祷告的时候向我们的心说话,
and when we pray to you, you speak to us.
主我们一同等候在你的面前,
so Lord, now we patiently await before you.
我们也一同盼望你在夏令会的时候向我们的心说话,
and we ask and hope that you will speak to us during the summer.
主啊, 因为我们要吃到你的话语,
and Lord, because we want to eat your word,
我们要来认识个人的光景,
and we want to know of our condition,
脱去旧的, 穿上新的,
so that we could put on Christ as our new self,
叫我们一同住在你的同在中,
so that we could abide in you,
行你的旨意,
so that we could walk in your will.
主啊, 你来祝福你的教会,
and Lord, we ask you to bless your church,
祝福我们个人在家里头的生活与一切的光景,
to bless our daily life within our family,
叫我们本来是各样四散的光景,
so that we are no longer scattered,
因为基督是我们家的主,
because Christ is the Lord of our household,
我们可以凝聚在你的面前一同追求,
so that we could gather in your name and follow you,
认识在基督里头的一切丰富,
to know the precious within you.
主啊, 我们从前要的只是祝福,
and Lord, before we would only ask for your blessing.
今天我们要 abide in Christ.
But today we want to abide in Christ.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 对不起, 今天过时太多了。
好, 我们一点呢, 前面的